the, I was going to say Northgate Lions Senior Center, but no.
Not tonight.
We are at Nate for a huge show, the 17th anniversary show for the Prairie Wrestling Alliance. Of course, I am Mike the Ref, assuming the Mike the Ref role here tonight.
Yep.
And just enjoying being a fan in the back here, folks, and being joined with the triumvirate trio here of Andre C.
I'm always happy to be here.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Now, PWA celebrating their 17th year.
This is 10 years for me coming to indie wrestling. This is awesome.
And things are just getting better every show right now. And this was a fantastic card, I would say. Before we get into the matches, guys, give us your thoughts on the show.
I had a great time tonight. Like, Kurt announced 700 plus people. He said it was over 700 that were at this show. Like, I missed the 1200 cut 2 years ago. But this...
That was 800. It was...
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard 12, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
But the crowd, the atmosphere, just coming in before the... Just spending that, like, hour and a half after getting my autographs, just in the crowd talking to people and hearing everybody, just everybody buzzing. It just... And then everything that happened tonight, I loved it. This is just one of the best nights in wrestling I've had in a long time.
Brian?
Oh, what a great show. Like I said, 17th anniversary show, 700 plus people here, 8 fantastic matches overall in the crowd. This was a great show. This is 17 years coming here for this show for me, and I've enjoyed every year. They keep getting better and better every year, so can't wait.
Yeah, and basically for me, it's just soaking up the atmosphere tonight. You saw the crowd was absolutely packed, and everybody was here for a different reason.
Yeah.
There was, I would say, a good 25% new people here.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, if you listen, when Ivan even made an announcement and said, whose first show is this? There was an audible cheer, like, of people whose first show there was.
Absolutely. But you know what? We could talk about how great this card is, but let's break it down match by match and see where we go here.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, the Canadian Tag Team Championships on the line. Team Hall of Fame.
Hall of Shame.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Shame.
Show them a little respect.
No.
Duke Durango and Chris Steele.
The dirtiest player in the game.
Taking on the Millennial Rebels of Colton Kelly and Reed Matthews. Now, the majority of this match, Dirty Duke was getting beaten on from pillar to post.
Coast to coast.
And coast to coast, yes. And all over. But in the end, he manages to get that hot tag into Chris Steele. And it just seemed that the Rebels couldn't keep up with Steele at that point. Things started to get a little crazy outside the ring. And then finally, the Team Hall of Fame manages to get Colton Kelly out of the ring and then sets up Reed Matthews for that tandem powerbomb clothesline finisher off the second row. Sort of a doomsday-type bomb for the 1-2-3 and the brand-new Canadian Tag Team Champions here in the Prairie Wrestling Alliance. Andre?
Well, the outcome I didn't much care for because I'm not a fan of Hall of Shame.
But before we continue, 0-1 for the Rebels.
Yes, 0-1 for the Rebels.
We'll keep that tally going.
Yeah, great. But I thought a really great match overall. Like, Hall of Shame, for as much as I rag on him, for two old ass... What the hell just happened?
Folks, lights just went out on us, but seems like the lights went out on the Rebels and their title reign here tonight. Andre, go ahead.
But just for being... These guys, both of them have been around forever with this company, and both can still go like they were young. I truly, like, Duke doing everything he does, Chris Steele, like a house of fire. And we got new tag champs, and I may not be happy about it, but this crowd was just exploded when they won.
Brian?
Oh, this was a really great match. You had the veterans in Steele and Durango taking on the young guys. And in the end, though, it proved the veterans had the more experience and that they picked up the win, got the titles. But what happened at the end there? There was like the Rebels not getting along very good tonight.
Yeah, that's two things I was going to mention. One, in my opinion, this was a complete toss-up here. You could have this match 10 times and get it split 5-5, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But then after the match, it seemed that Colton Kelly blamed the loss on Reed Matthews. I know that he took the pin, but I'm sorry, this is a team. It was a super move that finished it off there.
To me, it's just as much Colton's fault for getting himself booted from the ring than it was Reed's fault for getting banned.
Absolutely. And well, let's move on to our next match.
Yeah.
It was the Titan, the newest member of the Millennial Rebels, taking on Tiger Ali Safe. Now, this match here, off the big pop of the first match, it was a little bit of a, I don't want to say letdown, but a little bit of a cool-off.
An
even-off, I think is a better way to put it. And so the big man, the Titan, which I will commend him, he was out of tights and into jeans for this match.
Yeah, he went out. He was wearing wrestling shorts last time. Now he's wearing jeans.
Well, he was wearing spandex pants. I think this looked a lot better.
I thought he looked better last time.
Well, difference of opinion here, I guess. But anyway, it got to the point where both men were on the outside, and Tiger Ali Safe used his smarts and had the Titan run into two separate ring posts. And while during the confusion, the referee was counting, Tiger got back in the ring and won the match by count out, which, let's keep our counter going, 0-2 for the Rebels. Andre, your thoughts?
It was a fine match, I guess. Like, nothing special. I've seen Tiger do way better than he did tonight. I think it's due to an opponent that we all know is fairly still new, big guy. It was a fine match. I had a good time.
Brian?
Overall, it wasn't that bad of a match. Kind of slowed down the pace from the first match, and it kind of took a little bit of breath away from the crowd for a bit. But in the end, no, Tiger used his smarts because he's been doing this more longer than Titan, and, well, proved he beat the count and picked up a huge win over the Rebels. So 0-2 for the Rebels tonight. They're not doing it good tonight, having a bad night.
Oh, may I mention 0-2 there? In my opinion, it did what it had to do.
Yeah.
It advanced the fact that nobody can pin or submit the Giant right now. And Tiger Ali just used his smarts to get the victory there. So good on him. And let's move on to our next match here. Another tag team matchup. You had the team of Michael Allen, Richard Clark.
Mark.
And I'm sorry, I don't remember all four names. So I'm going to go Bobby Sharp on this.
Bobby Robert Daniel Sharp.
Okay.
But I just need to say this one thing. Bobby Robert is redundant because Bobby is a nickname for somebody.
I know.
So he's Robert Daniel Sharp.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Taking on the team of the above average Joes, or is it?
They stole that from Dodgeball.
Hey, it works. Kenny Stryker and Aiden Adams. Now, this, I have to say, was the push-up match, I think is the best way to put it.
Oh, my God.
There were push-ups all over the ring.
There were sit-ups, too.
Oh, yes, there were sit-ups as well.
Something I can't do.
Hey, are you kidding me? You do half a sit-up in the morning and half a sit-up at night.
No, I roll out of my bed and land on my feet.
Oh, never mind. At least I do half a one, but I digress at that point.
Same here.
You know what? The athleticism brought out by all four of these gentlemen was absolutely great.
Oh, hell yeah.
And in the end, you managed to get an isolation in the ring one-on-one thanks to a little bit of protein powder in the face of Aiden Adams. Yeah, thanks to some... Sorry, I had a little bit of a stuttering moment here. you had a little bit of isolation thanks to some protein powder in the eyes of Aiden Adams.
Yes.
Michael and Richard Clark manages to crotch Kenny Stryker on the top rope and then gets that second rope face crusher.
Bus cutter.
My apologies. For the 1-2-3 and the victory for the super athletic team of Mark and Sharp. Andre, thoughts?
This is a match I really enjoy because this is two newer tag teams in PWA, which you can see now the tag team division with others breaking apart. At least we're going to have new ones coming together. And I love both these teams. Aiden and Kenny for just the two people I enjoy watching. They're fun. And then Michael Allen, Richard Clark, and Bobby Robert, Daniel Sharp. They're just such a team. Just every time you watch them, you want to boo them so badly, but you love everything they do at the same time. And it just made for this match, and all the push-up spots, all trying to one up each other. I just love the hell out of this match. It's just, I love the fun of it.
Brian. This was a pretty good match. Great tag team match between the two guys. They're both teams working their way up for a title shot now with the new against the new champions. But like you said, Andre said, this match had a little bit of comedy here and there with the push-ups and sit-up stuff. But in the end, no Bobby Sharp, Mark. They relied. They threw the powder in the eyes. Got a huge win. So who knows what this will lead up for them in the next while.
Just goes to show you, folks, that protein powder is very useful.
Yes, it is.
Learn it, Andre. Anyway, going on from there, we have the Mayhem Championship at stake in a chain match between Davey O'Doyle and Bryce the Slammer Silva.
Okay, second match in another match where somebody stole their gimmick. O'Doyle rules. Stole it from Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And the music from The Irishman, but I'll digress from that. But
he stole it from... another Irish wrestler that used it.
Yeah, that works either way. It's all about gimmick infringement these days, yeah. Folks. But anyway, this match here got a little interesting when the chain actually got broken off of the hand of Davey O'Doyle and basically turned into a bit of a freelance match at that point.
Once it broke off O'Doyle, Simon's just like screwed and just yanked chain and broke it off of his.
Yeah, and
technically, Slammer broke both ends of the chain.
Yeah.
I'd have to talk to the PWA head office about the legalities of what happened there. Typically, you put the chain back on somehow, but
they literally broke the clasp.
Yeah, so either way, you know, it was your typical heavy-duty power game of both these guys. Slammer just throwing in his ability to slam all over the place. Winning the match with a wrapped up... O'Doyle was wrapped up in a chain, and he was given a standing power slam for the 1-2-3. Andre?
I enjoy this. I always enjoy anything Slammer does. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. O'Doyle sucks. Simple as that. But I enjoy the match. It was a good match for what it was. You know, you lose a little when your gimmick breaks down in you, but they worked it. They made it work. For what happened, they made it work, and I enjoyed this match.
Brian?
Overall, it wasn't a bad match. It was great. Slammer showed his dominance, but I was kind of a little bit impressed with Davey O'Doyle. He kind of dominated a little bit on the match. He tried to get a win, but man, no, the veteran Slammer, too powerful, too strong, picked up a huge win tonight.
Absolutely, and retains his Mayhem Championship. Yes. But going on from there was one of the matches I was looking forward to.
Yes.
The special stipulation match with Big Bad Boris putting up a personal service contract on the line against PWA Northern Commissioner Andy Anderson's career in the PWA. The pop for Boris was absolutely insane in this match.
I don't get it. I don't know why anybody would cheer for him, but
hey,
I digress.
Audio video guys are the coolest ones around. Thank
Damn
you.
Right.
I will say this, though. Andy Anderson knows how to draw nuclear heat with everybody and anybody in any crowd. He had them booing so loudly in this match.
Yep.
Except for me.
Yeah, well. No, you and Warren Barris. That's pretty much it. Because I think.
Do you think Barris is cheering against Boris?
Oh yes, I think he was going to get his job if Anderson won this. So hate to make him a little disappointed in this match. So, I was actually surprised at the wrestling acumen of Big Bad Boris. I know he's been training. Some of the stuff. Let's face it, folks. It was bowling shoe ugly. But he
so
got
just like Boris's face.
Oh God! You know what? I want to make sure that he hears these comments so that you know.
Please tell him.
Anyway, he actually gets a sleeper on Andy Anderson, and he passes out with the 3 drop fall, causing the submission. Big Bad Boris wins.
He's been watching his Samoa Joe tapes,
I guess, and Andy Anderson is no longer a member of the PWA roster in any capacity.
Yeah, that sucks.
Andre, your thoughts on the whole match?
I'm happy Boris isn't a slave, but I'm sad Andy's gone because I thought he was the most fair and even commissioner this company has ever seen.
Oh my God.
He's made every decision straight down the middle that he's been involved in, and the PWA is worse for losing him.
How much did Andy pay to say that? Come on, how much?
I can't disclose any terms that myself and Andy Anderson have talked about.
Just goes to prove it. Overall, I thought this was a really great match. Boris and Andy, it wasn't something you expect, but in the end, no, Boris, he got a huge win. He put Andy to sleep, and in the end, well, they hauled Andy out of here through the doors and out packing, and we haven't seen him since, so who knows?
Yeah.
They disrespect the man so much that they carried him out. That was just not...
Oh, and they respect the guy that much. Come on.
Well, if he didn't want to leave, can't help it. But I will say this. On behalf of Backbreaker Media, we would like to wish Andy Anderson the best in his future endeavors.
Woo! Two-thirds of Backbreaker Media. This one wants him back.
All right. Going on from there... The ladder match for the Commonwealth title. Mo Jabari and Kenneth Anthony. Now, I could say just Kenneth Anthony, but once again, it was a 5-on-1 match to start this off with the entire Rebels at ringside.
In this match, that was perfectly legal.
Unfortunately, Jabari had an uphill climb here, but thanks to a little bit of an interception by Team Hall of Fame, getting rid of the former tag champs out away from ringside.
Which in the introduction for Kenneth Anthony, I love Ivan, but he did screw up. He said, called the Rebels the PWA Tag Team Champions.
Yes,
he did not. And Brian can back me up on this. He did not say former. So, Ivan, you ain't that perfect.
It's all right. He's got his cards. Sometimes you got to scratch the cards on the fly. But
obviously he didn't.
The Titan got sent away to go help the Rebels. It got to the point where Jabari almost got the victory, but then you had the Rebels come back in, cause a little interference. Jabari took care of them. Then all of a sudden, Titan comes back. Jabari took care of them. Took care of him. Thanks to a few well-placed kicks.
But they went for, when Titan was out, they went for the Kenneth on the shoulder, go for the title spot, but that backfired.
Well, he was actually setting up the ladder so he could get off.
Up the ladder, yeah.
Yeah. But in the end, Jabari gets up there and snatches that PWA Commonwealth title and becomes a 2-time champion. Andre, your thoughts?
I enjoy the match. I like Mo Jabari. I like Mo Jabari too. And this was a very good ladder match. I enjoyed the match from both these men in the match. There was some mistakes made, but it's indie wrestling. What do you expect? And I thought these guys had... I enjoyed the heck out of this match. I thought it was very, very good. And, the Rebels are 0-3, and that really sucks.
Oh yes, the counter 0-3.
Yeah,
we'll get to what happened after the match in a bit here, Brian. Your thoughts on the ladder match itself?
Overall, I thought this was a really great ladder match. You had two really well even opponents going at it, both in their weight, the height. They matched up great, and it proved in this match. They were both dominating, and then Mo got the win. Huge win. He's a new champion. But wow, what happened at the end now?
Crazy.
So at the end, somehow Kenneth and Colton blamed Reed for the loss on this one.
Yeah, well, he did screw up again, kind of.
Yeah, but you're a faction, you're a group. I guess you're not a faction anymore.
Well, he's
cause,
not.
Because all of a sudden, Anthony attacks Matthews, then sends Titan on him, and they just lay him out. in the middle of the ring there, ripped his shirt off, and it looks like there's one less member of the Millennial Rebels at this point.
Yeah, we're down a rebel. The thickness isn't millennial anymore, I guess.
Yeah, this is crazy to see. Thought they were a well-oiled machine, and, well, apparently not. They kicked one member out, and who the heck knows what's going to go on with the Rebels now. And now Reed Matthews, a free man, you know, he's going to be looking for revenge against Kelly and Anthony here in the Titans, so who knows.
And the best part of all three Rebels match, we got our time-traveling millennial, Dr. Kyoto, at ringside for all of them. I loved it.
Fair enough. So we go to intermission. Coming back from intermission, we had...
Pretty good intermission, too, wasn't it?
20 minutes.
Yeah, good, solid 20 minutes. Yeah, I liked it.
It worked out.
You had your semi-main event. Kat Von Hees and Tennille Dashwood.
No, one of the co-main events of the evening.
All right. There you go. Co-main events. Kat Von Hees and Tennille Dashwood.
Yes.
Now...
this crowd was split, dude.
Yeah, well... Kat Von Hees, as much as she tries to play the bad girl, everybody loves her way too much here.
Except for Delmer. Delmer really seems to hate her.
Kat always gives Delmer a hard time. It's great. But Kat always loves it, though, because she it makes her more angry and it proves it.
Well, for a lot of people that are listening to this podcast and don't know a lot about the PWA, PWA is the initial training ground of Tennille Dashwood.
Yes.
She was here circa 2010-ish.
It was one of her early promotions.
2008, 2009-ish.
From, I think about 2000.
Yeah.
She was here around the time I came in 08.
Yeah. I never got a chance to see her the first run around, but seeing her tonight...
Wow.
Like a well-oiled machine. You can tell that WWE dropped the ball by releasing her.
And she has a great character on top of it all. If anybody's been watching the Women of Honor tournament so far on ROH TV and all the other stuff, she's been killing it. Her character's great. Her in-ring ability's awesome. I don't know why that company let her go.
Exactly. This great match between Kat and her, back and forth, Kat dominated a lot of the match, but in the end, Tania, she picked up a huge win, and... it showed, and this crowd was really, like I said, split half and half. Everybody loves Kat. Everybody loves Tennille. So it was great to see, and my God, I can't wait. I hope Tennille comes back soon because this crowd just loves her.
Yeah, and this match went about 15 minutes. Just over
15 awesome minutes.
Yeah, it was great. You had the Kat almost gained the victory with her bridging sharpshooter. She was very close to getting the tap out. But Tennille with that running knee, running boot.
Oh, that running boot right to the side of the head. I got to see it perfectly hit. Incredible.
Absolutely spectacular shot. And the 1-2-3 for Tennille Dashwood in her return to PWA. Great honor. And I will say this. You're talking about the Women of Honor tournament. If you guys get a chance, go up on YouTube. And you can check out What Wrestling. One of my favorite matches of her lately is Tennille Dashwood versus Rachel Ellering with Lance Storm as the referee. That was a hell of a match.
Tennille Dashwood versus Brandi Rhodes from the Women of Honor tournament. It was great. Yeah,
like I said, there's a lot of good stuff out there right now. And like we said, WWE dropped the ball on
big
her.
Time,
so
very much.
But then from there, let's go to our main event.
The second co-main event of the evening.
Thank you, Andre.
I know how this was billed.
We have a six-man tag team match. And Andre's foaming at the mouth right now, so
I'm not foaming. I enjoyed the hell out of this until the end. But
you had the Western Lions of Brandon Van Danielson and Michael Richard Blaze.
God's gift to wrestling, Michael Richard Blaze.
Shout out to Ryan here at this point. Teaming up with Sheik Akbar Shabazz, taking on the Sky Flyer, Jeff Tyler.
No, the High Flyer, we're calling him now.
Yeah, well, that's one of those card things again. The Omen Gabriel, and one third of the ROH six-man tag team champions.
And he had it with him.
Oh, I love the fact that I got a picture with the belt.
I do too. Oh, I loved it.
We all did, I think.
The the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels, former...
Welcome back, Mr. Daniels.
Former X Division champion.
Needs first Grand Slam ROH champion in history.
We could go on for a half an hour with all the accolades of Christopher Daniels here.
Amazing.
But the one thing that amazes me, today was his birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Mr. Daniels.
And he has not lost a step whatsoever.
He's so good, man. He's so good.
We got to see the Angels Wings, the BME, a couple different triple jump moonsaults there.
He did the BME on top of hitting that one where he hit the there he goes and just bounces off the top and does the moonsault. Man, he's so good. The dude is like... I just pulled it up on Wikipedia. He turned 46 today. I gotta ask you both, does this man look like he's 46 years old?
No.
Looks like he's 30.
Yeah, he works like exactly. he's just entering his prime, and he's 46. Like this dude's amazing.
Absolutely, and the one thing I liked about it as well, the fact that the other five guys fit in like a glove with him this match.
Well, you knew Michael Wood because we saw a classic from them, 6 years ago?
Yeah, and
2014.
4 years ago.
You had six.
I don't know. It was 2 years ago.
You had six different guys with six different styles, essentially here.
Yeah.
Gelling into a hell of a matchup. But in the end, I'll gladly bring this one up. Jeff Tyler goes for a victory roll on Sheik Akbar Shabazz, overturns it a little bit, but still knocks him out. Spiking him on his head, hooking the leg and getting the 1-2-3 for the victory for the team of Daniels, Tyler, and Gabriel.
As I always say, # I hate Jeff Tyler.
Okay, we're going to cut off that I hate Jeff Tyler stuff here.
No, do not edit that out. This is an unedited podcast.
Okay, I will not edit it out. It's fine. But I will say
this.
You'll be heard. Jeff Tyler is turning into the Daniel Bryan of PWA here, much to Andre's chagrin.
Okay, I don't understand why everybody loves him so much. Me, Ryan, Amanda, all three of us sitting there, we're all going, why the hell does this crowd like this guy? He's bland as shit. He's got nothing. Sorry,
that's all right. No, go.
He's bland. He doesn't have he's got no charisma, nothing. He's just Mr. Mr. Face in the crowd.
But you know, Andre, what are your thoughts on the match? Okay,
the match was absolutely phenomenal outside the pinfall at the end. I enjoyed the living hell out of this. Like Daniels, everything he does in the ring, MRB, BVD, Sheik, Gabriel, Jeff Tyler I'll admit, he that dude is Mr. Sell all night because he got beat on for 90% of this match. Dude, I enjoyed the fuck out. I apologize, Mike. I am so sorry. I enjoyed the living heck out of this match.
Brian?
I thought this was a really great way to end the show tonight. You had six fantastic wrestlers and one guy that's been all over the world, and it proved it tonight.
Two.
One
guy, one girl, sorry.
One guy. But, it proved it tonight, and... Wow, what an ending. Jeff Tyler, huge win for his team. But, overall, I thought this was a great match. He had six fantastic wrestlers going at it, one great veteran, and, improved it. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Jeff Tyler, I know Andre doesn't like him, but to me, I think he's getting better and better. He's got huge wins over both MRB, DVD, and now Sheik. So, I think this should get him up for a title shot down the line here. He's doing a lot better.
But the only thing that matters is that the Western Lions are still the co-PWA champion.
Yes. The previous comment has been paid for by the Western Lions on behalf of Andre C. All right, time for our highlights of the night here, folks. Brian, I'll let you go first.
Well, my highlight of the night is the women's match. Kat and Tennille, they put on a hell of a great match between them, the veteran I guess they're both kind of veterans. Kat's been doing this for quite a while now, and it was great to see Tennille come back after eight long years. And like you said, WWE dropped a bomb on her in Ring of Honor. They did a great job picking her up, and it's showing. And
wonderful singer again tonight.
Andre!
I'm pretty sure I'm picking my highlight of the night and Ryan's highlight of the night, and that's the main event of the evening, and the six-man tag. So many reasons. Lions, as always. Seeing Christopher Daniels again, I absolutely love that guy. And I will give Jeff his props. He killed it in this match. Still hate him, but I'll give him his props. He had a good showing. But I enjoyed it. This shows why this is the best company in this province. Putting on matches like that in a show like this. I just love that match. Top to bottom, it's what I was excited for. The thing I was most excited for, and it lived up to my excitement.
And for me, I'm going to go with a sleeper of the night. A match that I enjoyed the most tonight. I'm going to go with the one with the least amount of hype going into this card. The Michael Allen, Richard Clark, Bobby Sharp against Kenny Stryker and Aiden Adams. For a match that basically had no build, and it was just four guys that just don't like each other getting into a match. They're tearing down the bleachers here, folks. That's why you're here in the background here. I found that this match really, in many ways, brought the show back up after that count-out victory by Tiger Ali Safe over the Titan there. It really brought the crowd back up, and it got the energy going back in this crowd once again.
I hear that 100%.
Yeah. Now, for the surprise of the night, I got two. One was planned in terms of what we were hoping, and the other one was a little bit shocking. The planned one, except for everybody but Warren Barris and Andre C, is the firing of Andy Anderson. Because
cheated. We all know Boris pulled his. He pulled his hair, and he pulled when he pulled.
What hair?
Yeah, he pulled his hair.
See, Vegas betting odds on this were not good for Boris, but he still managed to pull it out. And the other one has to be the attack on Reed Matthews following the ladder match.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it was great to have Kurt Sorokin in the ring after intermission talking about how 17 years, everything's going great. And he made two big announcements tonight. First of all, their next show is April 19th here in Edmonton.
21st. The 19th is a Thursday.
Sorry, the 21st in Edmonton.
421.
Yeah, 421, that's correct. And then the big one, though, June 26th, back at Nate.
Right back here.
For Night of Champions. The crowd's in... The
24th.
24th?
I'm saying 24th.
Right.
So literally...
Sorry, I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Literally, 3 months from today.
Yeah. It's... These guys have proven, in terms of the Edmonton fans, they've proven that they support PWA, and they're being rewarded with these big shows.
And Kurt said that the special guests we have never seen before here.
I got a feeling I got a few ideas of who it could be, but...
Elites. B.
Everybody was cheering that. I just saw Kurt shaking his head.
Honestly, I if it's not them, I don't care. He could bring in Cheeseburger, who I think is one of the worst gimmicks in all of pro wrestling, and I would be happy because I'll be at a PWA show. I would come to any PWA show, name or not. I'll be the front row no matter what. I support this company because this company is amazing.
Absolutely. Do you guys want to give some final thoughts before we head out?
Yeah, just a great overall night. Kurt puts on an amazing show every time, every show he puts on, and we literally started this podcast just before they started tearing down
35 minutes ago,
and the ring is out and the floor is half swept in 35 minutes, and they didn't start until after we started this podcast.
Talk about efficiency.
Great crew, great fans, great everything. This night has been amazing. I love it. I love being a pro wrestling fan.
Brian?
Oh, what a great night. 17 years of PWA, and what a way to cap off 17 years. 700 plus in the crowd tonight. 8 fantastic matches. what a great way to end PWA for 17 years, and can't wait to see what's in the future.
Absolutely. And speaking of the future, coming up on the network, we're going to have the Sounds of Struggle coming up on Thursday.
Yes.
I do have some special interviews lined up. As a rule now, I don't mention them until I actually have them in the bank and set up.
Go back and listen to an awesome interview Mike the Ref did with KJ Cash.
Yes.
Amazing interview. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I didn't even know he was doing it until it came out, and I loved it.
Well, I got a few other surprises coming up, folks. Had some contact with a few people here over the last week, and I'm going to see if I can have the last five blown call shows going up to 100 be some epic ones for you.
Epic out at 100, man.
Our next quick call show is going to be covering the CWC round one of the Canada Cup, coming from the Black Falls Abbey Master Builders Center.
And we'll be there.
It's going to be an interesting show, folks. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing that one at the venue or we're going to be doing it on Facebook Live as we've been doing some of our other ones here. But we'll let you guys know. Check out the regular spots, Facebook, Twitter, etc. I'll let you guys know what's going on here. So, on behalf of Andre C. and the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hemp,
find me on Twitter at That Canada Guy, Instagram at That Canada Dude. Love you all.
And eventually, once Andre finally gets his last couple shows into me, we're going to get that total nonstop anarchy on the road here.
It will come, ladies and gentlemen. It's been scheduling issues with the people to do shows. Rebooked with other people, and I will be getting the episodes in the mic very, very soon, and you will see it very, you will hear it very, very soon.
That's why we call it anarchy, folks. But on behalf of the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, Andre C., and myself, I want to thank you all for joining us here. I'm not going to spew out social media information. It's all in the show notes for you. But I just want to remind you guys, if you want to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Nate Gymnasium, covering the PWA 17th anniversary here on Backbreaker Media.
PWA, PWA, PWA.